The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise the words of the Gospel. Can you turn on the lights? My dear brothers and sisters, today, the first day of the year, we celebrate the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. But also today, we join the entire world to celebrate the World Day of Peace. At the close of the year, December 31st, we usually come to church to thank God for his blessings. And I hope we did so yesterday, although the day collided with the Sunday obligation, but still we had an opportunity to thank God for his blessings in the past year, 2017. If you didn't do so, you still have a chance today. As the new year ushers in, we come again to ask for God's blessings, for we truly understand that without God, humanity cannot achieve anything. Accordingly, the first of today's readings present the message of blessing. We heard from the book of Numbers. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This blessing was entrusted by God through Moses to Aaron and his sons, that is, to the priests of the people of Israel. It is a triple blessing filled with light, radiating from the repetition of the name of God, the Lord, and from the image of his face. So apart from thanking God, we have come here to ask for this great blessing, which we badly need at the start of the year. Among those who experienced God's blessing were the shepherds about whom we heard in the gospel. Apart from the Mother of God, these shepherds were the first to gaze upon the countenance of God, of the second person of the Trinity in his infancy, and received his peace. The face of God shone upon them, and they were blessed. However, the person who experienced God's blessing in a sublime way was Mary, the Virgin, the spouse of Joseph, chosen by God from the first moment of her existence to be the mother of his incarnate son. She is the blessed among women, in the words of St. Elizabeth's greeting. Her whole life was spent in the light of the Lord, within the radius of his name and of the face of God incarnate in Jesus, the blessed fruit of her womb. The mystery of her divine motherhood that we celebrate today contains in superabundant measure the gift of grace that all human motherhood bears within it, so much so that the fruitfulness of the womb has always been associated with God's blessing. The Mother of God is the first of the blessed, and it is she who bears the blessing. She is the woman who received Jesus into herself and brought him forth for the whole human family. In the words of this liturgy, which we shall recite in the preface to the Blessed Virgin Mary, we shall confirm and reiterate this doctrine, that we shall say, without losing the glory of virginity, she brought forth into the world the eternal light, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Church chose to celebrate the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, on the octave of Christmas, meaning on the eighth day today, after Christmas, because the two, meaning Jesus and Mary, are inseparable. There is an intimate connection between Jesus and Mary. The two were always together, just as they were together at Calvary. There is a very close relationship between them, as there is between every child and his or her mother. The flesh of Christ, which, as Tertullian says, is the hinge of our salvation, was knit together in the womb of Mary. This inseparability is also clear from the fact that Mary, chosen beforehand to be the mother of the Redeemer, shared intimately in his entire mission, remaining at the side of her son to the end on Calvary. Mary is also closely united to Jesus because she received from him the knowledge of the heart, the knowledge of the faith, nourished by her experience as a mother and by her close relationship with her son. The Blessed Virgin Mary is the woman of faith who made room for God in her heart and in her plans. She is the bearer, the believer capable of perceiving in the gift of her son the coming of that fullness of time in which God, by choosing the humble path of human existence, entered personally into the history of salvation. That's why Jesus cannot be understood without his mother. That's why we cannot celebrate Christmas, the nativity of our Savior, without celebrating the motherhood of Mary. May this gentle and loving mother obtain the Lord's blessings for us all gathered here. And since peace, in the fullest and highest sense, is the sum and synthesis of all blessings, I pray that on this, the world day of peace and first day of the year, God may grant peace in our hearts, peace in our families, and peace among the nations. Amen.